We get to see some really funny stuff on the farm. Anytime that you're working with animals, it's very unpredictable and wild at times. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So recently, I was checking cows and noticed a couple of cows kind of standing together over, a couple of mama cows kind of standing together over at the edge of the herd. And so I drove over there to check them out and see what was going on. And again, I just want to be clear about this. They were both mama cows, and they were sharing some milk with one another. It was a milk recycling plant. I don't know what it was, but it was a little weird. But they didn't care. They didn't care that I was there to see. They didn't care. They had discovered something, and that discovery was that if you'll scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, Solomon wrote about the exchange, the return of investment, I guess you could say, that comes with 2 versus 1. He said that it's when there are two walking together, if you fall, the other can help them up. If there's two walking together, there's somebody to keep you warm. I mean, the benefits of being together and not alone are fantastic. And so he goes on to say later on that there's benefits in 2 versus 1, but then he says a cord of 3 strands isn't easily broken. In other words, trying to do this alone isn't really the best option. But things work a lot better when you do life with someone, when you're in community. And when you introduce God into that mix, well, that changes everything. So can I encourage you today, if you're trying to live life by yourself, some people say I'm just kind of a loner, and that's their justification. Here's the deal. We were not created to be alone. We weren't created to do this by ourselves. And so maybe that's been you. I want to encourage you today to find community. Find a local church that you can link arms with to do life with together. And make sure that whether it's your marriage or a close friendship or whatever the scenario is, make sure that the third strand in your life is the Lord. Because with Him in the middle of everything you do, listen, you may fall, but you'll never fail. I hope that's an encouragement to you today. Listen, I really appreciate you joining me on the tailgate today. I am going to save you a seat right here over the next week, and I'll see you next week. I pray you have a great week. I love you. I'll see you next week on the tailgate.